There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Owen, real quick. It's an Oklahoma thing maybe about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
you said?
I don't think Troy Aikman's been very loving of Sooners in the NFL.
Interesting.
And he has, yeah. I mean, there's personal history there. Him and Barry Switzer, not very good friends. He spent a year at Oklahoma. He's from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't like the Cowboys is because he was the quarterback of the Cowboys. And
well, that's interesting.
We grew up in the same area, old me and Troy, although he's much older than me.
Yeah, he is. He is much older than you. All right. Well. Either way,
I just want to make sure,
because in listening to Troy, he seems harder on Baker. Like when Baker almost threw an interception in the first quarter yesterday, maybe he was all over it. Troy was all over it. And he's like, so these are the things you see on tape with Baker. And I'm like, damn, Baker's having a great year.
Yeah, he's been very good.
So don't you see that on tape with every quarterback?
I would think so. I would think so. But either way, that's what you get. But yeah, Tampa Bay lost again last night, but I hate to say it. I just don't want my life to be even worse than what it is. So I'm sorry, bud. Got to root against you. Got to root against you and got to root against Tampa Bay. That's me personally. I'm sure there's plenty of people who disagree. Speaking of football, the Browns, there was no moves yesterday that were made. I thought by the end of the afternoon, I mean, the Za'Darius Smith stuff seemed to be such a formality. It almost was like they'd call each other yesterday and go, let's get this thing wrapped up. Now, maybe that was because of media availability. I know that everybody, including Rodney, are all in the facility today because they have bye week. They have a bye week this week, so they're here yesterday and today in the Berea facility. Rodney was asked yesterday about possible trades and whether or not he would be open to a trade for himself when he did his media availability. Here's Rodney McLeod.
No, I'm riding. I'm riding with this team. I'm in the boat. You know, I'm not really looking to escape. I'm looking to make sure this thing stays afloat and that, you know, we get to shore, you know, safely. And so I'm riding with my guys.
Thoughts, Tone?
I'm not surprised to hear Rodney say that.
What do you get back for a guy who's already said that he's going to retire at the end of the year?
Well, you get a rental. You get a rental for the season.
You get like a seventh.
And oh, that's you're about talking, it. What would we get?
Yeah. No, we're not. That's getting, what I said. Yeah.
We're not.
I don't care about what other teams get out of him. No offense to him. He's a good guy. But I care about what you get back.
I don't think you get much back.
I
thought he had been playing better than Juan Thornhill. I mean, Juan Thornhill came back.
They played very well.
All of a sudden, it was chaotic. I thought Rodney, I think they kind of downgraded going back to, and I understand why you go back to Juan Thornhill, but it seems to me to be a downgrade back
Interesting.
There.
Interesting. Yeah, he did play very well in this, but it wasn't just Rodney. I was a little bit surprised that they asked him the question, but I can understand why. With everybody else, I'm surprised that Darius Smith is still here. The David Njoku conversation has quieted a little bit. I have to ask you again, because a lot of people are getting ready to go in to vote or go into work. We've already seen a lot of pictures of the long lines as people are getting ready to vote. Lyman, did you see anything that would... Is there anybody that you would hold on to Would you hold on to Miles, except if there was a Godfather offer?
Yeah.
You know, I know you mentioned Nick Chubb yesterday, which they got into an argument about on other shows. Is there anybody that you would be... Because I'm like, you have to ask Miles first before you trade Miles. I don't care what the Godfather offer is. He means so much to the organization, we have to talk to him about it. But I know a lot of people disagree with me about that.
Well, that offer was just so insane that everybody's like... Everybody collectively was like... Yes, of course. Like nationally, they're like, of course the Browns would do that deal. That trade is so crazy that of course the Browns would do it. And then people in Cleveland were like, I'm not trading Miles for anything, which I get it. I mean, he's the one reason to watch. But I guess we don't know how the Browns proceed or will proceed to pivot from this disastrous season.
Well,
like we haven't heard from Andrew Berry yet.
Yeah.
Not that I think he's gonna. Really give us all his thoughts on this stuff. But I imagine the Browns are not trying to have a 3-year tank here. I think they would try to be good next year.
Well, that's, I've already received that question. And we are talking big picture stuff. And I've already received that question from somebody yesterday. I went, man, this is like 2016 all over again. Because I go, guys, just get used to the idea you're going to take a quarterback. Like, I resigned myself to that. I want to call it a fact. Now, if you win a few games here, you might find yourself on the outside looking in where you can't draft a quarterback because, guys, you can have good Jameis at any time. And if they keep the team relatively intact, he might put it on New Orleans, who has lost 7 in a row and just fired Dennis Allen. I think that you have a organization here that could win a couple of games, even though the schedule is kind of rough down the stretch here. So you can surprise some teams, but find yourself out of that realm. But one of the things that I didn't like to see was one of the responses of, well, is the roster ready? This roster isn't ready for a young quarterback. Oh, why is Washington ready for a young quarterback? Why was C.J. Stroud
the
ready
Texans,
for a young quarterback?
Yeah, they were supposed to be horrific.
Why was C.J. Stroud ready to go to Houston? Why were the Texans ready for him? And all of a sudden, we can't do this again. I go, this is the same crap I read in 2016. I do not have time. I mean, for Sashi Brown, one of the greatest things he's ever been able to do is sell us on the idea. I mean, it should be a true feather in his cap. Sell us on the idea of such a long rebuild and how it was going to take.
And then people got behind it.
And that
we
got behind it.
We fought wars over it.
Guys, we do not have time anymore. The NFL has shown you these are very, very small windows. You pay defensive ends. You pay left tackles. You pay quarterbacks. You pay right tackles now because of the type of quarterbacks that you have. You pay quarterbacks, and now we're paying wide receivers. There's not a lot of time to make this happen as much as there used to be. We can't talk about 5 and 6 year plans anymore. You got to get this thing turned around as quickly as you can. And another thing that you've brought up, Tone, is that, our idea of a franchise quarterback, there's Mahomes, there's Allen, there's Jackson, I would put him in there. And I would say that those guys could be around for a decade plus. I think some people would already shake their head at what I just said about Jackson, but either way, those guys might be around for a decade plus. I think a lot of these guys, hey, you draft them and you hope that they're going to be good for a while, but we'll see where it goes. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, I think, is a question for a lot of people. There's plenty of other quarterbacks that we've mentioned before.
But,
why do you have to be tethered to any of them for such an exceedingly long period of time?
You are seeing quarterbacks, the turnover in quarterbacks is way higher than it's ever been. And I was just listening on the phone with you yesterday. I'm like, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
That's the same three, and that's about it.
How many guys are in the same place, guaranteed a starting spot for longer than 3 years in the NFL right now?
Stroud has the makings of that.
Yeah. And Trevor Lawrence has been one of those guys.
Yeah,
how's that looking?
Exactly. It's still far too early to talk about Jaden Daniels, even though he's had a tremendous start to his NFL career. It's far too early. So this is the balance that I'm having here before 4 o'clock. What if a Godfather offer does come in? What if Ian Rappaport or somebody does throw something out there that's like, whoa, what are we doing here? I have to consider that because I have to jumpstart the franchise. I cannot go back to all the way down to the studs and then this long process.
And no matter how bad your team is 1 year, you add Jaden Daniels the next year, you could be one of the best teams in the NFL. Like, that is how this league works now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.